This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A look now at the economics of childbirth. In this country, one in three babies is born by C-section. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2012, there were more than 1 million cesarean deliveries in the U.S. But the rates of C-sections vary widely by state and even by hospital. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology has called for fewer C-sections. Gigi Duban reports on how that may play out.
These days, Sarah Beth Matthews just can't seem to get comfortable. She gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. She's lugging extra weight around. Normal stuff when you're 38 weeks pregnant.
Any complaints today?
Just lots of pressure.
Okay, that's good.
I feel my body change.
I like to hear that you're having some pressure. That tells me that the cervix is getting ready.
She's come in for a checkup with Sarah Altman, an obstetrician at Brookwood Medical Center. A quick listen to the baby's heartbeat.
140s, completely normal.
When it comes time to deliver this baby, Altman has no plans to rush to do a C-section.
Now we recognize that it's safe to let a woman continue to try and labor.
That falls right in line with guidelines issued recently by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine. They essentially say wait and give moms a chance to deliver vaginally. Aaron Coy is an obstetrician who helped draft the new guidelines.
This document is about being patient.
But experts say that's easier said than done. And for those in the business of delivering babies, the change is going to affect the bottom line. Coy says recently hospitals have pushed to cut C-section rates. Hospitals charge more for C-sections, but they also cost more.
Women stay longer after C-sections. They require more intensive nursing care. They require more intensive OR care.
So what about obstetricians who feel pressure to deliver as many babies as they can?
It does lead to us being patient and waiting for longer periods of time. So if it's, you know, Friday at 8 p.m. and, you know, I could be at home, instead, I'm going to hang out and see if someone's cervix will change.
So they might lose a little more sleep, but they're not likely to make much more money. Neil Shaw is a Harvard Medical School obstetrician based at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He's studied the cost of labor.
You know, the hospital might make more money on a C-section, but the person who makes the decision to do the C-section doesn't necessarily make more money.
In fact, one report says out of the private insurance payout on a vaginal birth, OBGYNs get a 25% slice of the pie. That's slightly more than the 21% they get for a C-section. Still, Shaw says C-sections are faster than vaginal deliveries. So if an obstetrician is paid per delivery, more is better.
The longer that labor lasts, the more attractive it might be, or the stronger the incentive might be to offset your workload by just getting her delivered.
So if a woman has been pushing and grunting for 3 hours, and now she's got to wait an extra hour or two before her doctor resorts to a C-section, the rush to hear this is real. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.